Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
So now let's really deal with the complex realities of manhood, okay? Let me help you get a vivid, clear picture, because I think this is something we need to get specific in. This really helps us. We're trying to minister to a boy, listen to me, not a child. He's different than a girl. So your approach is different. Being a father helps me see that. I don't minister to my daughters the way I minister to my boys. And so I'm not ministering to a child, I'm ministering to a boy. I'm serving my son. I'm not serving my daughter. And so the approach is totally different. As a father early on, God taught me that you shepherd daughters, but you raise boys. You raise sons. And so that they've got to come out of this childish experience. You got to help him become a man as soon as you can, because if he's not careful, he'll be 50 and still acting like he's 2 years old. Amen. And so that's why you got to pull them out of that as fast as you can. We're all capable of being two-year-olds and sucking on our thumb rather than being faithful, godly men. And so as we see this, you just need to really recognize that he's not a person, he's a man. He's not a spouse, he's a husband. He's not a parent, listen, he's a father. He's not a grandparent, he's a grandfather. Do you see the pulling out of that? We're pulling out of the general naming of the culture that we might experience and see. Listen, he's not a sibling, he's a brother. He's not a son, he's not an in-law, he's a son-in-law. I would relate differently to a son-in-law than I would a daughter-in-law. I relate differently to my mother-in-law than I do my father-in-law. They may be quote-unquote in-laws, but the ministry in and of itself has to do with the gender and the role God's given them. That's God's design. So when they're created by God and in His own image, I leverage that as a minister of the gospel to get them up out of this general cultural idea that the culture wants to keep them in, because it eliminates God's power in their design. So when I get them up out of that, it helps me be much more effective. And by the way, it helps them come alive. An uncle is different than an aunt. Amen. A nephew is different than a niece, and how we relate to them is all different. So what I'm saying is we're created different with a different purpose, and we need to leverage that as ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as we do that, I believe it becomes much more clear rather than complex. But at the same time, in all of these roles and difficulties and struggles in a man's life, there's going to be challenges that's going to have to be overcome because of all these relationships. Amen. He's probably going to get it right in some areas, and he's probably going to get it wrong in some areas. So how do I help him win and get to a place where he's effective in every relationship God puts him in? I want him to be the best he can be as he walks with God. And we need him in every relationship to be effective. And so Matthew 28:16-20, those texts and those verses gives us the marching orders for discipling men. And I would say this, a spiritual reformation of society begins with the spiritual reformation of men. We'll talk about that at the end here. But we got to understand that for me to really begin to engage men and relate to men, and I'm just saying this so you understand, it's not just me, it's us. Okay? I was talking to a church this weekend, predominantly Spanish-speaking church, and so there was translation all through the weekend. I was exhausted and wore out, trying to phrase things that you know, are obviously connected to Scripture, but then really trying to minister in such a way that all I have is the Word of God, and all they have is the connection to the Spirit of God. And I remember saying, you know, ultimately, when we leave this weekend, when it's all said and done, it's going to be up to you and your obedience to God. And that's where I think discipleship really is. We've been commanded by Scripture to go and make disciples. We've been given that. So, you know, whether it's a small group approach or a one-on-one approach or however the approaches are, I really believe we've been given a command. And what's missing today is just simply obedience. How are we going to do this? The question is, how am I going to obey God and do what God's called me to do? And, you know, I think sometimes we're waiting on the church to do this for us. Guess what? He didn't give it to the church. He gave it to men. And the church will do it if men do it. But if men don't lead their wives, if men don't lead their children, if men don't lead in the church, we will not make disciples. And you can't schedule discipleship. It is a lifelong journey and process, getting a man to understand who he is and his relationship with God, helping him cultivate that relationship, at the same time build that relationship with his family, at the same time connect to a church God wants him to be in and grow from, and then at the same time develop a biblical worldview in every context in the world that he lives in. So when he doesn't understand who he is and where he is, that's where our obedience comes into play, because God's called us to do what? Make disciples. And we can't farm it out. We can't negotiate it to somebody else. Walmart won't do it. Amen. You might get everything from Walmart and Sam's and everywhere else, but they don't make disciples. But they do have a plan to sell products. And if they don't sell products, guess what? They go out of business. So you look at that whole general purpose on even business itself. There's got to be results that are produced to stay alive. And that's what discipleship does for the Christian faith. We got to keep it alive. Obviously, we got something supernatural. That's the church, to take it all to a whole new level. But it depends on men who get it right at home as they're connected with God. So the command, by the way, will always be there. The question is, what will we do with it in every phase of our life? And so, as we think about number three, I want to make this statement too. I think driving the point home. Men's ministry or discipleship is grueling, which means it's got to be intentional, which means it must be relational, which means it can become missional. And if it gets to the place of being intentional, where I'm thinking through, how do I do this? How do I obey God? How do I build that relationship to even have a chance to pour into this brother, this friend, this connection that God's given me? How do I build that relationship of life on life experience, that it becomes missional? Not only it gets a hold of him, it gets a hold of those he's connected to. That's where I think we can get to the other three words I want to give you. Not just intentional, relational, and missional, but the other three are these. Because it's grueling and complex, and we need God to move into it, it needs to be transformational. Man, I'm not just sitting around the table just to know what the Bible says. Amen. I'm sitting around the table to do what it says. I want to know what Scripture says, obviously, but I'm listening with intent to obey what God asked me to do, because I know I'll give an account of my life before it's all said and done. Generational. It's also generational. Not just transformational. It is to get to the next generation. How do you reach the next generation? You reach their dads. Simply put, that's how Scripture teaches us. Many churches are doing their best thing to find the next generational pastor. He's in the pew every single week. Dad's probably there. And if Dad isn't there, we got to find a way to reach Dad, because if we don't reach Dad, we're going to have a hard time reaching that next generation. We're going to be deceived that we're doing something good because the masses are coming there. We got the people showing up, the students showing up. But guess what? Anybody can come to a church service. The question is, are you making a godly man come alive in discipleship and making a godly woman come alive, because you have that investment in terms of that? And it goes back to that. You cannot disengage the family in discipleship. You cannot. It's always been God's design. He wants us to produce godly offspring. That's why I say it's generational. The key factor is the spiritual leader. Where is the spiritual leader at? Will show us where the next generation is going to be at, which then I think moves to something called supernatural. Man, that's where we really want to get. How do we get to the place of being intentional, relational? It becomes missional, so we can see the transformational, we can see the generational, and we can see the supernatural. Many men I know who get right with God, their whole family changes. That's what God does. So when we reach men, we have the privilege and opportunity to see great kingdom impact. But if you just approach it as a general approach, you probably won't see great impact. I think you're going to really miss out on some supernatural experiences, because you're not tapping into God's design. When you tap into God's design, and listen to me, God's divine order, it changes everything. And it brings great clarity to ministry and what we're called to do and how we're able to do it in the roles God's given us.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you, we want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.